BBC News with Debbie Russ. U.S. media reports say President Donald Trump is preparing to sign several executive orders aimed at restricting immigration. He'll reportedly demand tighter security along the Mexican border and seek tougher visa regulations for citizens from seven Middle Eastern and African countries with predominantly Muslim populations. Mr. Trump tweeted that it would be a big day for national security. The president has also taken to Twitter to give his views on violence in Chicago, where local media have reported a rise in murders and shootings. Mr. Trump said he would send in the FBI if Chicago did not fix what he called the horrible carnage. The French president, François Hollande, has met leaders of Colombia's largest rebel movement, the FARC, at a rural camp. He praised both rebels and government for achieving a peace accord after 50 years of civil conflict. The Danish toy company Lego has called on the authorities in China to do more to tackle counterfeits. Lego is currently involved in legal action against a Chinese manufacturer it accuses of copying its plastic bricks and figures. Three Eastern Europeans have been jailed for 5 years for hacking into a Taiwanese bank and stealing more than $2 million from its cash machines. Prosecutors said the men had found a security loophole at a London branch of the bank and planted malware, allowing them to make off with bagloads of cash in three cities in Taiwan. The largest annual mass migration on Earth is underway in China. Millions of people are on the move before Chinese New Year on Friday. And Japanese fans of sumo wrestling are celebrating after one of their own nationals became world champion again for the first time in nearly two decades. Following victory in the New Year sumo tournament, 30-year-old Kiseno Sato has been declared Yokozuna, or grand champion, the highest rank in the sport. The last four champions have all come from Mongolia. BBC News.